Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. We've got a plane crash over in Louisville, Kentucky. Looks like a UPS plane actually just ended up crashing at the end of the runway. We've got lots of different videos that are pouring in right now. I'm going to start getting those over to you guys. For those of you who have not done this before with me, as new videos are coming in, I asked if you guys end up having new information or if new information ends up coming out, I want you guys to, one, tag me with it over on X. That way I'm able to get it. So I want you guys to be able to help me out with this. You guys see my X handle that's down here. You guys are literally my eyes and ears as well as we're going through this. And two, I'm going to be bringing you guys these videos as they continue to roll in. This is a pretty serious event. From what I can see, it looks like there is a lot of buildings that are on fire. We're going to be keep going over this. Somebody says engine failure. Yeah, let's go ahead and take a look at the initial video. This one actually shows the airplane at takeoff as it's leaving, getting ready to take off out of the airport. Now, the airport that this is being reported at is the Muhammad Ali International Airport. It's said to be a UPS plane that was en route, all right, from Louisville, Kentucky, all the way over to Hawaii, and it was completely and totally loaded, like it was loaded with fuel. And so there's some people that are saying it's possible that a bird strike ended up hitting the engine. So other people are saying that it's possible that this engine was at over capacity. I live about 10 miles away from the crash. It's pretty bad. Okay, well, that's good to know, Stephen. I appreciate you bringing that up. Let's go ahead and just play this so you guys can see what's going on here.
Bro, get the fuck away from here. Like, turn around. Bro, no, hold on. I think it's gonna crash, bro. Holy shit. Damn, they're dead. They are dead, bro.
So UPS is claiming, I see somebody ended up putting in the comment section, UPS is claiming the three on board. No news yet on casualties. I think it's pretty fair to assess after watching that video that obviously there is way more than three casualties that ended up taking place there. So I'm going to go ahead and let this one roll one more time. And I'm going to show you guys some of the overhead and everything else. Full of fuel and did not cartwheel after hitting the building. Yeah, it was loaded down. I think somebody said like 25,000 pounds worth of fuel.
Bro, get the fuck away from here. Like, turn around. Bro, no, hold on. I think it's going to crash, bro. Holy shit. Damn, they're dead. They are dead, bro. Get the fuck away from here. Like, turn around.
All right. Sorry, guys. I've got lots of information that's coming in. So that's why that ended up rolling a second time. I want to bring you guys up. And this is going to show you the backside of what it actually looked like. And I mean, just right here within itself, you guys can see the different buildings that are over there, along with what's on the ground. This is being reported right outside of there. 28,000 gallons of fuel. Excuse me. What did I say? 25,000? Yeah, that didn't seem like nearly enough. 28,000. That seems more likely. This is again being reported from coming right outside of there. It was on fire at takeoff. That is correct. It looked like the engine was on fire when it went up to go over and take off, and then it ended up smashing into the runway. The problem is right outside that runway, and after I show you guys this, you're going to see an overhead view of the amount of stuff that's actually on the ground outside of there.
Pero que pinga, vamos a ver.
Papi, cuidado.
Espérate.
Ay, Dios mío, señor.
¿Qué pinga hacer? Cojones.
Mira la cantidad de gente cogiendo candela, papi.
No, pinga.
I have absolutely no idea what they were saying, but that is a pretty horrendous video. And this next one that I'm going to end up putting up on the screen is going to show you like the level of actual destruction that's taking place. I've also got another new video that just ended up emerging, so look forward to that one. Give me just a sec here as I get this up. Actually, I take that back. Let's see here. Let me get this one. Here we go. This one right here is going to show you the level of destruction over at the end of that airfield. SS Gomez says, hey, Matt, I got a story that needs to be talked about. What's the best way to get a hold of you? Literally shooting me a DM on X is going to be the best way to get a hold of me. Try not to use a disk where the thing is all over that place. Yeah, that or the email address that I put out, speakthetruthpodcast@gmail.com. You can get that story to me that way if there is something that we need to talk about. So currently working on that thing down at DFW Airport as well, which is surprising. Now, there is a lot of talk about the airports and air traffic controllers being caught up and in short supply because of the government shutdown. Now, it's very apparent to me that this is no fault of an air traffic controller. This absolutely looks like an issue that was aboard that aircraft. So anybody that's trying to say this is a result of a government shutdown, I think is just honestly, how do I want to say it? What do you call it? Rage baiting, stuff like that. Gives you another view of just how much smoke is coming out of there. Obviously, this one's over at a standoff, but this is well after the crash, and you can see just the amount of stuff that's on fire and the smoke that's coming off of it. I'm going to have to pull up the map here in just a sec to determine whether or not it, because it did definitely appear as if there was a, how do I want to say it, like residential area or something like that that was near it. God, there's another video. Oh my goodness. I'm going to have to get this one up on the screen. This is another video of that sucker. As it's going in, let me get this one up first because this is absolutely freaking wild. Let me grab this. This is someone's dash cam footage of this sucker coming in. I might actually slow this down because it's a pretty short video to like 0.5, and we'll just go ahead and mute that. You guys watch right up over here. Here you can see the plane trying to take off, and then it smashes right back here, and it should be coming through, boom, right there as it goes, and that person ends up turning away right as it goes through. But I want you guys to see that sucker is still nose to the sky after it ends up hitting. God only knows what's back in there. Definitely skids across that road that's right there. So, God, man, that's bad. That's really bad as that ended up taking place. That is not good that it ended up like crashing right on that road. It looks like it's actually still, you can see some daylight underneath it. So like pray to God that it ended up clearing that road, not killing anybody on that road. Holy freaking crap, man. Another video that ended up coming out of that crash itself as that sucker was going down. Another short video. And again, I'm going to end up slowing this down a little bit so that you guys can see specifically what's going on so that we get multiple angles of this as it's going out. Go ahead and mute that. You guys can see the airplane. And there she goes. Don't know. Let's see here. I can't even pronounce your name. Don't we know if this was a Boeing plane? My hubs works there and it's down the crapper due to poor management and DEI hires in liberal Washington. So the research that I did on this airframe prior to this crash, after this crash took place, I looked at the airframe. It was originally made by a different manufacturer than it looks like it was acquired by Boeing. So this one may or may not have been made by Boeing. Yeah, the MD-11. You can look that up. MD-11. Was acquired by Boeing at one point in time. So whether or not that is actually the make and model of this plane, I think we're going to have to go ahead and get that confirmed, or unless somebody is just an expert at that and is going to know. Now, it is pertinent to the situation. That's why I'm going to bring it up, although the evidence does appear as if it's not true. Sarah Adams ended up releasing a video talking about bomb threat, or I'm sorry, not a video, a post talking about, I believe it came from Sarah, talking about bomb threats in ISIS over here in the United States of America and all of that crap. Earlier today over at Ronald Reagan International, I'm going to go ahead and mute that and show you the United flight that they ended up grounding. There was a bomb threat that ended up being called in on this plane. They ended up grounding and halting all air traffic earlier. It didn't last very long. I want to say this whole situation was cleared up around 1 p.m. Eastern today over on the East Coast. However, we also had multiple bomb threats called in over into New Jersey polling stations as well today, and other issues with voting machines over inside of Pennsylvania. So whether or not there's a cyber attack or another issue taking place in the United States, I think is going to be determined. But I got a feeling that even if this was an act of terrorism, I don't know why they would target a UPS plane other than the fact that you can end up putting a lot of things on there. So, and there's somebody that just ended up sharing me the link to exactly what I'm talking about here before we, move on from that. Let me Let me open that up. Come on now, that's in the wrong spot. Give me just a sec. So yes, that situation was determined all clear. They ended up offboarding that aircraft, and then they had bomb units that went through and swept through it. And this is now allegedly what's being reported about that. Caller reportedly threatened the plane would explode upon landing at DC airport and demanded $500,000 in crypto. FBI later confirmed on X that no hazards were found. So it appears that that was a fake bomb threat or somebody just trying to get freaking paid in crypto earlier on. But nonetheless, now we do have an airport that's an airplane that has crashed over the United States. For those of you that are just joining us or that have joined this stream a little bit late, I want to show you guys this airplane taking off for transparency. Give me a sec while I get that video up on the screen. And what we notice in this first video is that as that airplane's taken off, you can see that engine on the left wing appears to be on fire. So it's likely not a bomb. Could it have been? Maybe, I guess, I don't know. I'm not a freaking, I don't pretend to be an airline expert. I don't pretend to be a freaking pilot or anything like that that I don't know about. Here's that airplane taking off, and right there you can see that it appears that that engine is in fact on fire. And again, it was loaded down with fuel. It was en route from Louisville, Kentucky, heading all the way out to Hawaii. So it had a buttload of fuel on it. And so it is possible that the aircraft could have been overloaded, although they do check plane weight like tons of times. I don't even know if the aircraft would allow them to take off with it, but it could have been stressing an already troubled engine as that sucker's going. And here you just watch it go, man. I'm just going to let the people talk.
Bro, no, hold on. I think it's going to crash, bro. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit. Cam, they're dead. They are dead, bro.
Now, if we did want to analyze this and say, could this have been a terror attack? You know, based off of what we're seeing on this airplane, I don't think so. Obviously, we're going to get the black box back from this. We're going to hear what ended up happening. Fuel is, in fact, stored in the wings, which is a whole other, like, if you haven't gone down that rabbit hole on how planes fly with liquid fuel in the wings and maintain their balance, I highly suggest you do that. It's actually really, really interesting. But yeah, I mean, that sucker was fully loaded down. And obviously there's going to be fatalities that come out of this. My question is not just fatalities from who is on the aircraft, but also on the ground over inside of Kentucky, because what we saw, I mean, I'll let that finish playing out. What we ended up seeing was it certainly seems that either businesses or residential areas, and I don't think it's fair at this point to call this a terror attack. Definitely doesn't show any real signs of that taking place. Fuel from pylon to the engine. Yeah. I mean, it certainly appears like the engine's on fire. That looks like it's got lots of fuel that's feeding it. If there was an explosion, now the one thing I do know about is explosives and how that works, particularly in contact with fuel. If there was explosives that ended up hitting that plane wouldn't have flown that long unless it was a very, very small charge, just enough to ignite that fire. So I highly doubt it. No, do I think it was aliens? Absolutely not. Do I think it was Jewish space lasers? No, I don't. Do I think there's anything like nefarious beyond the plane crashing at this moment in time? No. But when we start taking a look at the damage on the ground, it's pretty hard to try to justify and say that this was not in some way, shape, or form going to have way more casualties out of it than anything else. So allow me to continue to go over and grab more information as I continue to go through this. But there is a lot, and I mean a lot of freaking stuff on fire over there. Lots and lots and lots of fuel. This is being reported. Let me make sure I've got this. Yep, this is the actual flight number. So let me grab this and get this up on the screen so that you guys can continue to do your research on it offline if you would like. After this thing finishes exploding, I'll get that up on the screen so that you guys can see the airframe, the aircraft, where it was coming from, where it was going, all of that stuff. Give me just one sec here, and we're going to go ahead and get that up on the screen for you. Let me open this up. Very curious, when we ended up watching that plane crash over on the... East Coast earlier last year, that private plane that ended up crashing down in the middle of the city. That was freaking nuts. 22 people trapped in the building that was hit. That doesn't surprise me. That's insane. And I couldn't imagine that the building's not on fire. Scheduled departure, 3 p.m. Actual departure, 3:41 p.m. Supposed to arrive at 7 o'clock over inside of Hawaii. Your mic is dropping off volume when talking quieter. Well, that's good to know. That means that I might need to go over my processing and make sure that that noise gate's turned off, because that's probably the issue. So that shouldn't be an issue anymore for you guys. You should be able to have me not being cut out anymore. That's the airframe right there, MD-11, and aircraft McDougall Douglas MD-11 Foxtrot. So you guys can go look that up, determine whether or not that one's made by Boeing. That would be good to know, because I am very curious. It seems like a lot of that's going down. Perky says prayers for all who are involved. And Bexasaurus Rex, that's your name. Hopefully you're able to look that up right now and determine whether or not that is the one in particular that you were talking about. It is just absolutely wild, to see what's going on with this freaking plane crash. SS Gomez says, okay, Matt, I just sent the email. Please check it out. Innocent officer was framed in the links. The article explains why he was and how. All right, man, I will make sure I end up giving that a look. Give me a little bit of time as I continue to go through this. This is, oh, no way. Yep, this is damage to one of the buildings that ended up getting sustained as a result of the crash. Don't know if what particular part of that came off or if it was skipping across the building, but that's out there right now. Let me continue to go through some of this stuff and get it up on the screen for you guys. This is going to be pretty bad. Those people trapped inside of that building, not to mention the amount of fires that are taking place. This is not going to be an incident that ends up getting, immediately, how do I want to say, immediately solved. I mean, this is going to be an ongoing situation. Refueling now, local PD is going to launch a drone to survey the crash site in a minute. Wow. Reports of victim entrapment, no further information right now. That's freaking wild. And yeah, you take a look at the direction that plane was heading and that crash site and the directed impact area. Luckily, it doesn't look like a lot of impacted buildings. This has to be that street that we ended up seeing that plane skip across, before it ended up going down. Alicia says, I can't help but think about the true supporters who mentioned being told to ignore fake passports. Yeah, I know. Right. And all of the people that would be working out there, yep, this looks like more footage and stuff coming from that scene over there. So we'll just go ahead and flip through that. There you guys can see some more of that stuff going down. I'm with the fire department here in Kentucky. We'll report back if I hear anything. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Thank you very much. If I want to know whether or not those 22 people really are trapped in that building, obviously that's the second. Obviously, that's the second report now that we're hearing of people being trapped inside of a building. Hopefully, they're able to get them out. It looks like there's plenty of egress, but it just kind of depends on where it's at. Skinner is talking about entrapment. Oh, great. So it sounds like there is people entrapped inside that building. That's going to be horrible. There is a boom, boom threat at Reagan today. Yeah, we just talked about that. Went over the bomb threat. Ended up being somebody that wanted them to wire in a buttload of money in crypto in order to get that taken care of. And they ended up searching through the airplane and ended up determining that there was no bomb aboard the aircraft. So that all ended up being nothing at all, but a big, not a monster for them over there. This is pretty nuts. Some of the stuff that we're seeing come out of this. Here's another image of that plane crash from a distance. You guys can see some of the white smoke that's coming across down there. 1723. So that would have been stamped, about 30, 45 minutes ago. And clearly there is still a buttload of smoke coming from that area. It's brutal. This is freaking wild. This is absolutely nuts. Hold on, let me get this up. All right. So yes, there is reports stating that, let me let this roll here for a second, that 25 people are trapped inside of a building. The LMPD scanner says that there's victims trapped at 4564 Knopp Avenue. So we'll go ahead and take that and plug that into Google Maps and see if we can't figure out where that particular location is and see if there's any validity to that. So give me one sec while I end up getting that grid loaded in. And put that up on the screen so that you guys can see particularly where that's at. Let me grab this and get that up over and get it up onto the screen so we can take a look and see at the surrounding area, because that means that that plane crash would have likely ended up impacting those buildings over there. So give me a sec while I open that up. 4564 NAP, that breaks down to right here. And yep, there you can see the airfield. That actually looks like an accurate location. So that plane would have came over, spilled at the end of the runway and gone over there. 4564 NAP appears to be a decent sized building. I have no idea what it is. Wow, look at all those freaking cars, man. Century Steel, Superior Leasing. Luckily, it looks like a bunch of freaking semi trucks and storage and things like that that are taking place over inside that area. Bastille Dumpster. No idea what the hell is going on over there. Grande Auto Parts and Pickup. I mean, this is going to be one hell of a freaking clean. Let's see if we can't get down there on the street outside of that area and see what's actually down there. I'm not very good at this, but I believe this is the building right here. Knapp Ave, 4564. So it would be here. And yeah, I mean, this building here, I mean, likely you're going to have people trapped in a lot of this different crap that's out here, but it does appear at least to be not a residential area. That's good. Business towards the end of the day, hopefully less people are over here. They're going to be stuck there. But yeah, I mean, I couldn't imagine even when Google's driving through here, look at this, there's still people that are out there working. So I could imagine there not being more fatalities other than just who was aboard the airplane today, because this thing is just, I mean, it's a freaking monster explosion. The thing was fully loaded down with fuel traveling. Thing was fully loaded down with fuel traveling from Louisville, Kentucky, all the way out, going over into Hawaii. So might be a rental car lot. Very well could be a rental car lot, but even then you end up having a lot of people. Need more green in the chat. Yeah. Dude, this is just not okay. This reminds me of last year's plane crash quite a bit. Smoke plume model. Let's check that out. Holy crap. Yeah, let's take a look at that so that you guys can get an idea of what that looks like. Thank you very much, Miss Manda. Dude, and there you got like a helicopter that's flying up overhead. Here's a smoke plume model of the area. Let me get that up on the screen here for you guys. So we are tracking this plane crash. It was a UPS plane, allegedly three and or four that were on board, leaving out of Louisville, Kentucky, en route over to Hawaii. Looks like there was an engine failure or an engine fire. Don't know if it's a bird strike. Don't know if the plane was overloaded. Don't really know what was going on with that. Engine definitely appeared to be on fire. Plane went to go nose up. And as it was nosing up and trying to leave, it ended up smashing into that area that we just had up on the screen. Reports of, you know, dozens of people trapped inside of buildings over there, according to local PD scanners. So it's a bit of a freaking problem. To be determined. I got no doubt more and more videos and information is going to be slow rolled out on this as we continue to watch, because it's a pretty dang serious situation. What's going on over there? This looks like a more recent video. Looks like the sun's gone down just a tad bit over there, which tells us that this video that I'm about to put up on your screen is a little bit more recent, and it looks like the fire and everything's calmed down, so we can get a better idea of what's actually on the ground over there. And outside of it, it looks to be fairly contained within that tiny little area. Luckily, let's go ahead and let this video roll. I'm going to silence it so that we can actually see what's going on and just not listen to a helicopter flying around. Yeah, holy freaking crap. Yeah, you can see the trail of crap as it skidded across. Looks like it came to a halt over there inside of that lot. So that's a bit of a problem. How often do you let Rob out of the cage? Brother, I don't. He stays in that cage. That's where he belongs. C88 USA. Gifted out of a Speak the Truth membership. Amazing. Thank you for that, sir. No, Rob's still enjoying his life as a Leo down in the great state of Texas, learning the ropes. I don't know. I'm going to have to ask him when he gets out of FTO and hits the road on his own. But he's been having a good time. Talked to him, not a lot, but a little bit here and there. And he's just enjoying doing what he's doing down there. Yeah, that's thank God that those larger buildings didn't end up getting hit by that airplane and it went mostly into an open area. I don't think you could have asked for anything really better than that. But the problem is it did skid right across that road. That's right down there. You know, it doesn't look like a very busy intersection, thank God, going traveling through that area. So hopefully, you know, minimize casualties as going through there. But dang, man, that whole industrial area is freaking lit. So, shiza, man, that's freaking bad. Secretary Sean Duffy. He is the 20th secretary from the U.S. Department of Transportation. He says, here is an update from It was a UPS cargo flight 2976 crashed around 5:15 Eastern after takeoff from Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport en route to Honolulu. Aircraft confirmed the MD-11. And then he's just asking for prayers on it after that. So nothing new coming out from him, it looks like. I want to double check. Nothing new coming out on that from him. That's just bad though. Let me go see if we can't grab some more that are coming out of here. Just a huge image overlooking the area. It looks like fire crews are already on the ground, spraying out a ton of this crap. I don't know if you guys are able to see that, but there's a fire crew here on the ground and it appears to be multiple down over here in this area as well. Matt, it is a Boeing plane. Yeah, I can't remember the original manufacturer of that plane, but it later switched over to Boeing. So that is real. Somebody told me the other day, they said that I am the only streamer that they have to listen to on like 50% speed. I'm like, I don't know if I appreciate that or if maybe that's why you guys enjoy what it is I do so much. This is a video that I was showing earlier immediately following the crash. Oh, stop, man. I can't do it with the screaming. I mean, I would probably be screaming if I saw this too, but just to give you an idea of the fireball that ended up taking place from that. I mean, huge. Right, just massive, massive explosion. It's Mayor Craig Greenberg's fault. I don't know how we can blame this on the mayor. Louisville Muhammad Ali, that is correct. That is the name of the airport. McDonnell Douglas originally. Now it's Muhammad Ali, believe it or not. Yep, that is the name of it. McDonnell Douglas Boeing. Yeah. That's pretty freaking wild. And the airplane taken off. Let me grab that for you guys so that you guys can see that again. Because again, you know, we're going to have people that are rolling in and out of this sucker. And I want to make sure that you guys know that there is information that says that likely suggests that this was not a terror attack. What you're seeing is that plane at takeoff that actually got captured, the wings on fire as it's going. MD-11 or the old DC-10. Dude, I don't know. I'm not an airplane expert, but what I do know is that does not look like a bomb to me. That looks like engine failure. So if that looks like engine failure on that sucker, that's a lot of AF. Yep. Flight looks like it took off 45 minutes late from the original departure time. So it also makes me wonder, you're right, also makes me wonder whether or not there was actual issues with that sucker and they ended up running it anyways. Somebody saying no flying for me. Yeah, I mean, right now at the airports, due to the government shutdown, lack of air traffic controllers and security, people are waiting like 3-4 hours in some locations just to get on their airplanes, which is nuts to me that they have to wait that long to get up and get on flight. John Wilson, member of 22 months. Hell yeah, buddy. Hell yeah. This is insane. John Wilson coming in, gifting out 20 Speak the Truth memberships right now. Appreciate you, friend. Let me get back over to that and start getting some more of this stuff up. I think I actually have some more videos that I haven't rolled through yet. I want to make sure I get those up on the screen for you guys. I mean, this is just insane. Video of the aftermath. Got to silence that sucker as it's going up and running through. So 25 people reportedly trapped inside of a building, up to 25 people reportedly trapped inside of a building. Looks like we got a news reporter from Disclosed TV that's over on the ground out there. So I want to see that, excuse me, and get that up on the screen as well. John, appreciate you dropping those memberships, man. It means a lot. Always appreciate you guys' support. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to the channel and turn on your dang notification bell, because crap like this, when it happens, man, I'll be here.
And of course, we are still waiting for those details from officials. We do know that there are injuries that have been confirmed. There is debris in that area and that you are being asked to stay away from it as well. Again, within a 5-mile radius, just like my partner who lives nearby here, please go inside, shelter in place. We still don't know. There's a lot of questions on what exactly is this explosion? Why are we having to shelter in place? What's in the air right now? So please take those precautions. But Doug and Connie, this is, again, what we are seeing out here. And we're still waiting on those updates from officials.
It's freaking insane. All right. Ross Sander says, In 3 hours, the New York polls will be closing. Just a heads up. Yes, sir. I will be tracking those New York polls. So if you guys want to know about the New York mayoral race, make sure you guys are subbed, because I'll be going live here a little bit later so that you guys can follow the New York mayoral race as well. I do have some more information on Mamdani and some of the other stuff. I was actually planning on doing that at 5 and rolling that in a little bit later as all of that was going down. Holy freaking crap, man. Take a look. Look at this. $38,615 U.S. approximate fuel load for an MD-11. So what is that, like, that's over a quarter million tons of fuel, isn't it? I mean, that is a buttload of, or not a quarter million, but a quarter million pounds of fuel. I mean, that's a buttload of freaking fuel on that aircraft, man. It's freaking horrible. Why does this stuff happen? Like, oddly, like, you see stuff like this, and it makes you wonder how aircraft of all things are more safe than driving a vehicle. And it's like, but are they really? Like, I got to fly on an airplane this week and I'm starting to question whether or not that's even freaking sensible. I mean, it's insane. Let's go ahead and put that radar with the smoke plume back up on the screen for you guys. You guys can see Louisville right there. You can see the smoke cloud just kind of like raining through right after the plane crashes. This is the airfield right here, and that is the smoke coming off of it. So it's stretched far and wide. It's not tiny. That reporter did say that 5 miles is what they're trying to keep everybody back on. Holy freaking cow. Look at the traffic stacked up just due to this freaking plane crash. You guys can see the plane crash over there on the horizon. Another view of that sucker, and that video isn't that old. Oh my goodness, look at this one. Holy freaking smokes.
Yeah, there's a vehicle down on the runway where I saw the parts down there, Scott. Come down a little bit. Right there in the middle of your screen. I was seeing something burning down there and something on the runway right in that area. Go to your right. Right there. See where that vehicle is? Right in that area there. Come down. Come down some more. Is there marks in the grass there? No, push in right where you are on that grassy area. Yeah, there's debris right there. Look at all that debris there. Yeah, they ran off the right side of the runway and then veered off to the left.
Yeah, look at that. You can clearly see the top of that turbine. Right? Like right there. That is the whole upper portion of that sucker from the engine that ended up coming off. The crazy part to me is there's no burn marks on that. You guys see that? Look at that. I don't see any like that is white paint, and that whole engine was freaking on fire. Why the hell doesn't that thing have burn marks on it?
The runway and then veered off to the left.
Engine cowling.
Oh, he went right over the top of it, Scott. Good find. Yep.
Holy freaking crap. Like, could you imagine being inside that building right there as that plane's just skipping across your roof and it's freaking caving in and then kaboosh right on the other side? Wow, dude. Incock Faraday, what's up, buddy? Gift now 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you. Somebody says the plane was close to 230 miles an hour when it fell out of the sky. Oh man, look at that. They've got water just pouring on these freaking fuel tanks right here, whatever those are. I don't know if that's fuel, propane, whatever's inside of there, but they've got to dump water on that just to keep it from exploding. You got all of that going on over there on that backside as well. Holy freaking crap. You need some more ladder trucks, man.
Can you switch over to F1, please?
Dude.
Engineering, can you change over to F1, please?
God, look at that. I want to pause that and put that up on the screen for you guys, just in case it's hard for some of you guys, if you're watching on your phones, to see. But all these down here, these are all vehicles that are all lit on fire, and God only knows what's in the middle of that. We can go back up over to the map in a second, take a look.
Scott, can you change your radio on the back up there? Okay.
Holy freaking smokes.
I can't.
Still got stuff cooking off in there. Yeah, Tom, looks like the engine blew up before it caught fire. Probably accurate, I would say. Like, I don't know if you had engine failure, catastrophic, chunks flew apart, whatever the hell happened. But definitely ended up blowing the roof off that little block. Dang, man.
Air 30, will you call me?
Yeah, I don't think they have enough foam, and that's not even close to being contained. I mean, you only saw fire crews working on one side of that over by where those massive fuel tanks were. Obviously, you have little spot fires and things like that, but this whole left side of the screen, I didn't see anybody working on this over here. You know, it looks like most of their efforts are concentrated over in here where those tanks are at to keep that crap from exploding.
Yes, I can. Well, again, the first responders is massive. They're in numbers, which is, I guess, imaginable.
I want to throw this out there because I see some of the comments saying, you know, Sarah Adams said they'd be going after cargo planes and things like that. Got it. You know, the other thing to remember that this might not look like your typical... Let's say it was a terror attack in this case. What you'd be looking at is sabotage on this one, all right? Like, because there's no evidence of a bomb going off inside of that plane. I'll tell you that just from looking at what I saw. I didn't see anything that made me say, yes, a bomb went off on the wing that ended up causing that to happen. But so to me, the only relatable way for this to be considered a terror attack is actual sabotage. And seeing as how there was a maintenance issue beforehand that even brings the likelihood, I don't know, it could bring it down or it could bring it back up. Like maybe what they ended up finding wasn't good enough, but who knows? It very well could have been sabotage. That I don't think can be ruled out at this point. Excuse me, I meant to unmute it.
Probably close off the roads or to help with traffic control to get these first responders in. And again, I know I mentioned it earlier, but please stay at home. Don't come down here and gawk. Let the first responders get in here. Let them try to get these flames under control. Let them get down here and assess the situation and hopefully get to folks that are trapped or stuck down here in this area. Back to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, those car fires are just going to keep raging. It's just going to rip across that whole lot. Look at that. Freaking insane.
Paris, they jump me too. What altitude are you showing me? Thank you. And we're just trying to do our job too. Then I move further out. Just ask me to stay outside of your orbit.
So UPS put out a statement. They said at approximately 5:20 p.m. Eastern tonight, UPS flight 2976 from Louisville, Kentucky to Honolulu, an MD-11 with three crew members on board was involved in an accident in Louisville. At this time, we have not confirmed any injuries / casualties. UPS will release more facts as they become available, but the National Transportation Safety Board is in charge of the investigation and will be the primary source of information about the official investigation. Insane.
you notice, Scott, all the power's now down here at Ford.
Yeah, so this is getting out of control really, really quick. Obviously, rumors are flying all around over what possibly could have happened. People, and I implore you to stay away from people that are just drawing massive assumptions on what could have happened and what didn't happen. Let the experts actually handle this as it comes out, because it is a it is one of those situations. I got one more overhead video for you guys. I'm gonna end up showing you a little bit earlier on, but gives you an idea, generally speaking, of what was going on over there. Let me grab that and start that and get that running for you guys and up on the screen. Let's see here. Stuffed Squash says, Matt, there's tons of small warehouses, a bunch of junkyard cars, small businesses and truck yards where truckers park their trucks when they're not using them in that industrial area. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a huge economic hit. And luckily that massive factory on the other side of the airfield, it didn't get completely and totally wrecked. It just ended up skipping across the building. Doesn't mean that nobody ended up getting hurt inside. GFL, Louisville Liquid Waste Facility. Looks like the damage is spread across about 3 to 5 blocks. Yeah, I mean, it's quite a bit, and they're currently spraying out some massive, what do you call them? Fuel tankers. Like there's like 3 fuel tankers sitting right next to the freaking fire, and you've got a ton of ladder trucks from the fire department that are spraying on that sucker like as we speak, definitely trying to keep that thing from igniting. Am I still going to end up going to Dearborn? Yes, that is in my plans, to get my butt out to Dearborn. I'm not going to announce when I'm going, because that would be silly, because I don't feel like getting targeted while I'm out there. But yes, I plan on doing that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and end it on this one. And I'm going to go make sure that I got some food in my system, because I'm going to go over the New York election tonight and take a look what's going on. 65 Daytona Coupe says sabotage with a question mark. That is a very good question, because if it was sabotage, I promise you I wouldn't be able to figure it out right now, particularly from the videos and everything that I just watched. So sabotage. We'll end up seeing, guys. Ended up covering the Mamdani race here in just a little bit over inside of New York City. God help us all if that ends up going through. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, peace, love, happiness. God bless. I am out of here.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.